Hey, don't touch that dial. You've reached the right place. Thanks for joining us for Hometown Radio USA, this time focusing on Illiopolis, Illinois. Like many smaller towns, Illiopolis has a long heritage. Joining us to talk a little bit about that is the president of the Business Association, Rod Mitchell. Rod, I know you have a pretty special event you're planning for. Would you like to tell us a little about that?
In 1856, the town of Illiopolis was incorporated. And to celebrate that 150-year anniversary, we're going to have a sesquicentennial celebration in the year 2006.
What's going to be the focus of the sesquicentennial celebration? What sorts of things do you plan to do?
This celebration that we're trying to put on is going to be in celebration of the 1856 incorporation. So we're trying to go back to that original format of the simpler life, how things were celebrated in 1856, like someone doing kettle corn in the old-fashioned kettle, maybe some square dancing.
When do you plan to hold sesquicentennial celebration?
It's probably going to be a summer event or early fall.
Is there a group doing the planning for the celebration?
We have just recently set up a committee. I am coach with Mr. Allen.
I guess this would be a good time to bring Allen in. Now, Allen, you're the mayor of Illiopolis, but technically you're elected as the president of the Illiopolis Village Board, right?
Although it does say in the Illinois Municipal League handbook that even as president, still entitled to the title of mayor.
Okay, Mayor Bricky, why don't you tell us a little bit about Illiopolis and where it's located?
Illiopolis is located almost directly between Springfield, Illinois, and Decatur, Illinois. It has the population, the last census was 947.
But it's easy to get from Illiopolis to Springfield and Decatur, isn't it?
We're located just north of I-72. So it's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes to get into Decatur and 20 to 25 minutes to get into almost anywhere within Springfield.
Rod, what's the purpose of the Business Association?
The Business Association is always interested in new businesses, and that's what our main purpose was created for, to enhance and develop business in and around Illiopolis.
Allen, what kind of businesses are located in Illiopolis, I mean, other than Rod's hardware store?
Within the area around Illiopolis, we're located very close to Formosa Plastics. Before Formosa, it was known as Borden's Chemicals and Plastics. Formosa has now had it for, I think, a little over a year. We also have an agricultural business with Monsanto. Used to be DeKalb Agriculture, and the seed portion of it has been bought by Monsanto.
Allen, what do you find attractive about Illiopolis?
It was the small town aspect of Illiopolis that attracted me. You know, I'm not a native of Illiopolis. I was not born and raised here. So it was that small town atmosphere. It was the school system that attracted me to Illiopolis and my family.
I know there have to be a lot of things about Illiopolis you're proud of, but Allen, if you could pick just one thing to talk about, what would that be?
Well, I feel that we have a very excellent educational system. We have the Illiopolis Community Unit School District, which includes kindergarten through 12. It encompasses Illiopolis and the immediate surrounding area. At the present time, it only includes Illiopolis. There are two other communities neighboring us that we have been talking about consolidating with. That would be the Tri-City School District and the Nyanic-Harristown District.
There very well may be folks listening to this program who've gone somewhere else across the creek. What would you want to tell them, Allen?
Those that have moved away from Illiopolis, definitely come back and say hi to us and see what's going on in town. And those that are brand new, I'd say the same thing. Come in, say hi, see what we have to offer.
Celebrations like this are a lot of fun. Rod, is there going to be a fine for guys who don't grow beards?
There may be. We're still in the planning stage. We're not sure if we're going to have a fine for not growing a beard or not. We just have to wait and see if that pans out or not.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. So, Rod, why don't you tell us how people can find out more about the celebration as it grows nearer?
The Illiopolis.com website has a link on it that will direct you to the Sesquicentennial Planning Informational Site. And we were trying to update that after our monthly meetings.
What about if people want to get involved?
On this website, you can click on the Sesquicentennial site, and there's going to be a downloadable form that you can email to us for idea suggestions, comments, a link to your heritage here in town, whatever you'd like to do.
Thanks, Rod, and thank you to Mayor Alan Bricky. Again, you can go to the Iliopolis website, www.iliopolis.com, and find out how things are going for the Sesquicentennial celebration coming up in 2006. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Hometown Radio USA, Iliopolis, Illinois. So long.